powered by Libsyn, the largest podcast host and distribution network since 2004. Libsyn.com.
Welcome to Thanks Podcasting, where you'll get to hear stories of inspiration, transformation, and impact because of podcasting. My name is Rhea Windcaller from Cider Chat over at ciderchat.com. That bubbling in the background is a sound of sweet, fresh pressed apple juice transforming into quaffable cider, or what some folks in the U.S. call hard cider. It is a fact of U.S. history and world history that cider has been both an inspirational drink that has transformed the lives of many. John Adams, who was both a founding father and became the second president of the United States, and who worked with Thomas Jefferson on the Declaration of Independence, was known to have a pint of cider every single day. And I am sure if John Adams was joining me on this special edition of Thanks Podcasting today, he would most certainly say, "Who could that be? Don't they see the shh podcasting sign? President Adams?
I heard that President Obama was on a podcast, and I heard you were doing a Thanks Podcasting show, and so..."
"Absolutely, Mr. President. Here's the mic."
"If we had podcasting back at the time of the birth of our nation, I would have been able to thank podcasting for helping me avoid that long, long ride on my horse all the way from Boston, Massachusetts to Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, to quibble with Jefferson, Thomas Jefferson, that is, about the Declaration of Independence. Podcasting is a form of free speech that benefits all, and I raise my trusty tankard of cider to podcasting."
"Well, thanks, John. I mean, Mr. President.
"You are most certainly welcome. Now carry on."
"Mr. President, before you go, would you like to have a glass of cider before you get back on your horse?"
"Well, yes, I most certainly would."
"Excellent. Well, what do you think about that, Mark Maron? Anyone can have a president on their show, but a founding father? Jeez Louise." Now, before I roll out the barrel, I would like to once again say, thanks, podcasting. As an online medium, and I'm not talking Ouija boards now.
"Certainly not, Rhea."
"Podcasting has inspired me to reach out to you and transform the airways into a virtual chat room where we can all grab a glass and join a chat with the likes of John Adams. And that, dear listeners and friends of Ciderville, is not only the impact of cider, but the amazing impact of reaching out to you via podcasting." "You are spot on, sir."
"Well, thank you, Rhea."
Cheers. This is Rhea Windcaller of Cider Chat, looking forward to seeing you in Ciderville. Thanks, podcasting.
Are you ready to start your podcast? Host it with Libsyn, L-I-B-S-Y-N,